Hundreds of protesters rallied outside a Bath Iron Works this morning as the shipyard and its largest union continue to negotiate a new contract. Many workers said they're upset by recent proposals from management that they say could affect hundreds of longtime employees. As Robbie Feinberg reports, union leaders say they are prepared to strike if changes are not made.
Richard Buzzell remembers the last strike at Bath Iron Works 20 years ago. It lasted for 55 days. Buzzell, who's been at the company for more than three decades, says it could happen again based on what he's heard about current contract negotiations between the company and Local S6, the largest union at the shipyard.
They can't try to shove all of this down our throat and think we're not going to do it because of the way the economy is and the COVID-19, because I hope they're wrong. Because as far as I'm concerned, if they give us that kind of proposal, I'm not going to have any choice but to vote for a strike.
On Wednesday morning, Buzzell was one of hundreds of workers that rallied outside of the shipyard, many holding signs that said no more concessions and respect your workers. The rally comes as a deadline fast approaches for the two sides to reach a contract agreement. Local Essex President Chris Wires says at issue are proposals that he says could potentially threaten certain seniority rights for longtime workers, such as having priority status in determining where and when they work.
That's going to potentially drive a lot of these 30-year guys out. We have over 1,200 30 years or more experience, and they have the option with 30 and out with a pension to leave, and a lot of them have already elected to do so. And we feel if this contract even remotely gets ratified, with even remotely some of the language that's in it, it's going to drive them out.
And some workers, including Mike Talbert, say they're concerned about proposals to continue using subcontractors from out of state for certain jobs at the shipyard.
These ships built by Maine people, that's the biggest thing right there. Yep.
In a statement, BIW says that it continues to be committed to the union and its own employees, and says that much of the contracting work is focused on one-off construction projects and facilities and capital work. The company adds that it, quote, understands and respects the importance of seniority, and that seniority is still preserved for the most important work-related events. The company also says that its contract proposal offers annual wage increases and continued retirement and pension plans, and notes that BIW jobs, quote, already pay on average 22% more than other manufacturing jobs in the state. But Local S6 President Chris Wires says the union is prepared to strike if the company refuses to back away from the changes.
With proposals like this the company's put out, it's inevitable. It really looks like they're going to put this membership on strike with these proposals. So I believe this is going to be the first of many, many times you see us on the sidewalks.
Contract negotiations are tentatively scheduled to end on Friday, and the current union contract is set to expire on June 21st. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.